You know, the time is coming when you will not even need a device to listen to this show. We will simply beam it into the middle of your brain. How convenient. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalecki and Karen DeFalco.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Karen DeFalco will be by in mere moments. Our guest this hour is Lloyd Lindsey Young, our official West Coast correspondent. What is going on in the world of Lloyd? Well, he, as you know, for years and years and years, a hugely popular meteorologist in New York, then in the Bay Area, out in California, and that is where he still resides. They have had some wacky weather in California lately, so we will talk about it with Lloyd, kind of get an idea as to where we're headed for the rest of the winter. And we're also going to check in on one of Lloyd's pet peeves, the length of college football games. He actually grabbed a stopwatch once and timed one. You'll hear, so just stay tuned. And then Kara's Airbnb situation. Do you remember last week on the show we talked about her New Year's Eve into day nightmare? They rented a house, her husband, some friends, and the place. There was snow all over the front of it, and they got in. There were stains on the sheets. There was a camisole and a sock in the sheets. It's not good. Well, we have a resolution. We'll see if Ms. DeFalco is happy. Then office sickness. Everyone is sick. You go into your place of work, and you're jumping into a Petri dish. It is time for the world to unite. And tell the sickies, stay home until you're better. We will have the story. We start things off this hour with the interesting little thing that was thrown into a borough council meeting near where I live quite recently. All right, for years and years and years, you go into any town, you park in the street, they want some money for you to park in the street, so you put your coins into a meter. Well, about 10 years ago, some big cities and some larger parking lots started to adapt coinless parking, where you have to use your credit card and you swipe it and then you get a little piece of paper and you got to walk back the old muni meter thing and you leave it on your dashboard. Well, no, we're going beyond that now as well. It was announced in a town very close to me that since it is 2017, people don't want to dig and fish for quarters anymore. So they will be introducing an app so you can pay for your parking through your bank account or through your credit card, through your phone, so you can park for 15 minutes for 50 cents. Really, how much is it going to cost to implement such a system? Watch how all of a sudden your 30 minutes for 25 cents becomes 2 minutes for 25 cents because we have to pay for Mr. Technology to come into town and turn us into Hill Valley and Back to the Future, future, future. Why? Okay, some things are just better left alone. Let's say you have someone of advanced age that's driving for the day. Perhaps he is going to the barbershop, and he's going to park at the meter in front of the barbershop. When for decades, you would simply have that quarter ready to pop it into the meter so you can go in for a half hour and get your locks shorn. Now that person is going to have to stand there with the smartphone they've only had for a year that their kids have gotten for them, and they're going to have to tap on an app, and they're going to have to allow the local town into their bank account or into their credit card because they have to pay the 50 cents or whatever it's going to be to park the damn car for 30 minutes. How ridiculously stupid is this? I don't need every town in the state I live in sucking into my bank account and grabbing onto my debit card, my credit card, because I want to park there for an hour and a half. It is ridiculous, and again, everything is being focused on someone who is 22 years old and incredibly tech savvy. And none of these things are ever rolled out properly. What website, what app ever works perfectly when it's first introduced? None of them. So why do I want any of them to have access to my money, especially for something so ridiculous as parking at a parking meter? Many times in this country, we try to say, oh, we're advancing into the future. And you leave a lot of people behind, and you create a lot of trouble when there doesn't need to be trouble. Get new parking meters that accept coins. Stop trying to be the new Silicon Valley. Stay with us. Lloyd Lindsey Young is next. This is America Weekend. And I'm Ed Kalecki.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad? His unorthodox delivery, spotty control, and awesome mullet earned him the nickname Wild Thing. He was a tough reliever who surrendered Joe Carter's dramatic homer that ended the 1993 World Series.
Well hit down the left field line. Way back and go!
So where is Mitch Williams now? Mitch ran a bar at a bowling alley outside Philly and managed the minor league Atlantic City Surfs. In 2007, he embarked on a broadcasting career. Mitch was also with Fox before landing on the MLB Network. And he's the owner of Wild Thing Southpaw Salsa. Mitch Williams, still milking the Wild Thing. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Think green.
Harrison with you. New research suggests taking more B vitamins than the recommended daily allowance, and that can improve heart health and symptoms of depression, also working to improve energy levels and brain function. Natural News reports all B vitamins work together in a synergistic way. So if you don't have enough of one type of B vitamin, the other kinds simply won't be able to do their job. The biggest culprit? Stress. Whether it's emotional, like chronic anxiety, or physical, like surgery, stress brutally depletes B vitamins from the body. But there is an easy home solution. Lots of fresh fruit and vegetables. Choose organic and locally grown produce whenever possible while avoiding overcooked food, which destroys vitamin content. And eat more foods that are naturally filled with B vitamins, including oats, avocado, salmon, and Brazil nuts. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.